This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for June 9th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with a story from Tom Thompson. Meet El Salvador, newest Bitcoin paradise. On Saturday, June 5th, President Nayib Bukele of El Salvador announced that he would ask his country's legislature to declare Bitcoin legal tender in the country. The statement was part of a pre-recorded presentation to Miami, Florida's Bitcoin 2021 conference. The announcement was, unsurprisingly, very well received in Miami. Later, the Bitcoin press was almost breathless in its excitement about it. First country ever to declare Bitcoin legal tender, although just about all of the writers admitted they had no idea what something being declared legal tender entails. The president provided no explanatory details. On Monday, though, the inevitable great rollback of expectations began. The U.S. dollar will continue to be the legal tender in El Salvador. Operations can be done with Bitcoin, obviously related to its value in dollars, said Miguel Catan, Secretary of Commerce and Investment, in remarks reported by the local press. Catan went on to explain the new legislation would make Bitcoin an opt-in currency without necessarily disrupting the role of the U.S. dollar. The more popular of the current two legal tenders available to Salvadorians since 2001, the other currency is the colon. To read this story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. It appears that JLN's Tom Thompson has fully recovered his sense of snark, as judged by his latest column on El Salvador adopting Bitcoin as legal tender. Tom has also the first of a new podcast series today, JLN European Markets Podcast. This podcast features an interview with Randolph Roth of Eurex. The podcast will be monthly, and we welcome suggestions for interview subjects. What does it mean that the FBI was able to hack a hot Bitcoin wallet? How many other wallets connected to the internet could they hack where there is a crime involved? What will it mean for criminals as they take their wallets offline to avoid this type of intrusion? Just inquiring minds asking questions. Sayi Srinivasan has been named chief economist and head of research for the American Bankers Association. Previously, he was with the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, where he served as deputy director of risk surveillance for the CFTC's Division of Clearing and Risk. Eurex reported 13% growth in total traded derivatives during May 2021 in its latest volume report. Volume grew from 121.8 million to 137.4 million contracts, which included strong growth in European interest rate derivatives and European equity derivatives, up 37% and 41% respectively, and a modest fall of 8% in the number of European equity index derivatives contracts traded. If you want to follow real-time prices from Xetra and the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, get the new Bourse Frankfurt app. The app includes price alerts so you can respond in real-time to the price action. Brian Mehta, the former chief marketing officer of Trading Technologies, is still a prolific writer. He has an interview on LinkedIn with Lindsay Smith, head of culture at TT, titled Five Questions with Lindsay Smith, Head of Culture. Check it out with a link in today's newsletter. The FIA EPTG turned 10 years old this week. Congratulations as they celebrate the 10th anniversary of their creation. CBOE Global Markets is looking for a media relations manager in New York. Check out the job with a link in today's newsletter. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Chuck Mackey, still doing his Chuck Mackey thing, has published a blog post, Three Takeaways from Tab Forum's Crypto Conference, Crypto Connection 2021, Day 1. You can read it with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Sheldon Cohen, Open Outcry Traders History Project Part 2. In the second part of a two-part interview with John Lothian for the Open Outcry Traders History Project, Chicago attorney Sheldon Cohen reminisced about his long tenure on the trading floor and in exchange management management beginning in the 1970s. You can view this on johnlothiannews.com. Microdex SMI Euro Stoxx 50, no small thing for Eurex, JLN European Markets Podcast. Eurex launched small versions of its most popular broad-based stock index. We spoke about them with executive board member Randolph Roth, who is head of equity derivatives at the popular exchange. To listen to this podcast, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. U.S. corporate tax rates are subject to a variety of pressures, and potential changes to the tax rate can have severe economic effects on corporations, including stifling investment and entrepreneurship. And until now, corporations and investors' options for mitigating the risks associated with the changes in corporate tax rate have been limited. MIAX, creator and operator of high-performance securities exchanges products and services, has partnered with SIG Index Licensing to develop corporate tax rate futures, a new futures product traded exclusively on MGEX via the CME Globex platform. Corporate tax rate futures is the second innovative proprietary futures product developed by MIAX and will be cleared by MGEX, a wholly owned subsidiary of MIAX parent holding company, Miami International Holdings. These cash-settled contracts are based on SIG Index Licensing U.S. Corporate Tax Rate Index, which tracks the highest marginal tax rate imposed by the U.S. federal government on taxable income of corporations. Here's a story from LinkedIn, Global Commodities Applied Research Digest. We are delighted to announce that Mark Shore, an expert on alternative investments with over 30 years of experience in the capital markets, has joined the GCARD Editorial Advisory Board. Mark is currently the Chief Research Officer of Shore Capital Research and adjunct professor of DePaul University in Chicago. In addition, he is a board member for various organizations, including the Arditti Center for Risk Management at DePaul University, Conified, a blockchain educational firm, and NIBA, National Introducing Brokers Association, an association for derivatives professionals. Congratulations to Mark on his appointment. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Crypto startup Solana raises $314 million to develop faster blockchain, Solana's technology used in fast-growing area of decentralized finance, or DeFi. Blockchain startup Solana Labs Inc. says it raised $314 million of new funding to develop technology used in the latest in the fast-growing area of cryptocurrency markets known as decentralized finance, or DeFi. My comment, keep an eye on faster blockchain. The faster blockchain gets, the more it really becomes a player in traditional financial transactions. Here are your top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was ProPublica's The Secret IRS Files, Trove of Never-Before-Seen Records Reveal How the Wealthiest Avoid Income Tax, showing how billionaires like Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Warren Buffett pay little to nothing in federal income tax. Second was SEC plans to go after market manipulation on social media, executive insider trading, Gensler says, from MarketWatch, in which Gary Gensler says that the regulations called 10b5-1 plans have led to real cracks in our insider trading regime. And third was, once again in the top three, a former head of macro strategy at legendary investment firm Citadel lays out five key qualities he believes makes a great trader and provides a rare outlook on the future of hedge funds from Business Insider. And by the way, since the headline keeps popping up here, that should be the five key qualities he believes make a great trader. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.